evening. I'm tempted to say, if you're happy and you know it, wave your hand to say hello to Sashinbo. So this evening, we're very happy that Sashinbo could join us. For those of you who don't know him, he's based at Global Hospital. And so he has a medical background, but I think over the last few years, he's really have become quite well loved in the Brahman family for the depth of his churning and how he helps us to really go into depth and also inspires a real deeper effort. So we're very happy that Sashinbhai could join us today for the topic on what is honest effort. And the topic came up because as we were exploring the theme of Bab Saman, one of the aspects was honesty that we were looking at. And so it would be nice to see his input on that. Thank you, Sashinbhai, for joining us tonight.
Om Shanti. I'll begin with a very short narration. The grandchild of Mahatma Gandhi, Mr. Arun Gandhi, had given a lecture in America long back, and in that lecture he had related a real event that happened in his life. He said that many years back, when I was 16 years old, I used to stay with my father in South Africa, Durban, the same place where my grandfather, that's Mahatma Gandhi, led the foundation of Satyagraha. So, Mr. Arun Gandhi says, we used to stay outside the main city, about 18 miles away. There was some sugar plantation there. And once in a while, my father used to take us to a city, and it was a thrilling event for us children. My two sisters and I would enjoy it like anything. So it so happened once that my father had to go to Durban, and we had an old car, and he said to me that, would you like to come with me? And I readily agreed. My mother gave me a list of groceries which I need to get from the market, because once in a while they used to go to Durban for getting all the things for shopping. So this boy, Mr. Arun, he was so excited, and he was just making plans what he has to do. And that was the period when movies had come. So he decided to watch a movie. So when they reached Durban, his father told him that this car needs repairing. You do one thing, you take the car to the mechanic and get it repaired by 5 p.m. So this boy takes the car to the mechanic, and immediately after that, he makes the plan to go for a movie, to watch a movie, and doing all other things. And it becomes 6 o'clock, and he just forgets about the car. And he returns back, and his father asks him, what about the car? So now he doesn't have any answer to give. So he says, I had gone there, but the car is not ready. But the father had already got the car from garage. And the father says, I'm really unhappy that you had to lie. Probably I have made some mistake in my upbringing. And as a punishment, now I will go walking from this Durban, this place, to our place. That is 18 miles. That was a very small lie. But this was the reaction of the father. So the Mr. Arun writes, says, So my father was walking on that unpaved, unlit road, and I was behind him with the car. And thinking all the time that he is thinking that he is guilty. Actually, he could have punished me for my lie, for my negligence, but he didn't do that. His father, Mr. Manilal Gandhi. And he said in conclusion, if my father had punished me that day, probably after punishment, I could have continued the same thing. But he did not punish me. Rather, he introspected. Rather, he took the punishment upon himself. He resorted to going by walking all the way. And Mr. Arun writes, this event made a firm, very lasting impression on my mind, and I resolved that henceforth I will never lie. So he narrated this event. This is a very small story, but it shows the depth. What happens when we lie? How the string of lies are created? And there is guilt consciousness within. To remain free from all falsehood, to remain true to one's own self, is the best thing in life. A clean and pure heart, an honest heart, is what Baba loves too much. We might not be very intelligent. We might not know many things. We do not have academic achievements. But if the heart is clean, if the heart is pure, if the heart is free from all falsehood, all lies, all fabrications, all manipulations, there is a deep sense of satisfaction within. So what is a true effort, true purusharth, what is an honest effort? To define an honest effort is quite difficult, but honesty is one such thing that it creates vibrations, it spreads. When we have very pure energy within, and the heart is very pure, we don't have any ill feelings for anyone, and we are enjoying this drama, this world drama, that's a very powerful stage, a very ecstatic stage, and Baba loves such children. So we have to create within us a heart which is clean, which is pure, which is honest, which is transparent, and such spotless purity is the need of the hour to free us. Our aim is to free ourselves from all the emotional impurities, to filter all the waste, all the negative that has somehow trickled into the subconscious. When we say honesty or honest effort, I could think of at least 7 things we should have honesty with. The first type of honesty is honesty with oneself. Am I honest with myself? Or am I practicing self-cheating, self-lying? To be what we are without putting any mask. To be transparent with oneself. What I think, what I speak, and what I do. If these 3 things are in alignment, then there is an honesty within. We are making promises and the next day we are breaking them. This is not honesty. Honesty is, there is a deep sense of contentment within. And whenever we are honest with ourselves, it will definitely create an atmosphere, a vibration, and people would be inspired to learn from our honesty. For example, there was a shopkeeper who was extremely honest. He used to have his breakfast at 8 o'clock and would go to the shop. And the shop would remain open till 8 p.m. He had half an hour time for lunch, but there was no assistant or he did not have any hand to look after the shop in that one half an hour. So what he used to do, at 1 o'clock, whichever customer is there in the shop, he would tell that customer, could you just wait for half an hour, I'll just come, have my lunch and come back. And this is how he used to manage every day. And many people got to know about this, and there was a group of thieves who also got to know about this. And they plotted once. So according to the plot, according to the scheme, one of the four thieves went at 1 o'clock in that shop. And he started seeing things, and as his usual custom, the shopkeeper said to that thief, he did not know who that person is, he said, would you like to stay here for half an hour? I would just come. This is my seat, you can just sit here. And the thief was waiting for the same event, the same thing to happen. And the shopkeeper goes away. And that thief sits in that chair. And the moment he sits in that chair, something happens. Some transformation. And then his other three friends come. And they start collecting things. They start stealing. And they tell to this friend of theirs, okay, come on, you also join us. We have very less time. Within half an hour, we have to do our job. But then, this man, this first person, the first thief, he says, no, I will not allow you to steal anything. The other three friends says, what are you saying? This is as per our scheme, our plot. We had decided to do like this. But then the first thief says, impossible, I can't allow you to do this now. He says, what are you saying? What has happened to you? He says, I don't know what has happened. The moment I sat on that chair, some transformation happened within me. And then there is a commotion, there is a noise, and the neighbors come, and the other customers, and by the time the shopkeeper comes, and he gets to know everything. And by the time police also comes. So the shopkeeper is asking that first thief, what has happened to you? What is with you? You also were the part of that team. But now suddenly why you changed? He said, the moment I sat on that chair, I felt very strong vibrations. My inner conscience told me, what are you doing? This is not you are made for. And suddenly there was a heart transformation. Police comes and takes away the three thieves. And the first one remains. And the shopkeeper feels, this is the man I was searching for. Now I can retire. I can hand over my shop to this man. So what was this? What was in that chair? That chair was carrying a ring of honesty. So when there is honesty within us, automatically the atmosphere is affected. The subtle vibrations of honesty penetrates into the atmosphere. So, the first type of honesty is honesty with oneself. The first honest effort is what we think, what we speak, and what we do, that should be in alignment. It includes our promises. Every day we resolve that we have to get up early in the morning for Amrit Vela and to make Amrit Vela very strong, very powerful. But then it's not the same case. Every day it's little different. Why? This is also the lack of honesty. If I resolve something, I have to be firm. If I resolve something, I have to see what are the leakages, what are the factors that are hindering me from achieving that resolution. The second thing is Murli. Every day we have Murli with us. What are we doing with that Murli? In today's blessing, Baba said, become introverted. Collect the jewels of deep experiences. With the light of your knowledge, remove the curtain of ignorance. You are the spiritual. You are the spiritual. What? What was the word? Search light. You are the stars of the earth. You are the highest souls. So powerful statements. Conqueror of Maya and matter. So powerful statements. You are Raj Rishi. You are those with unlimited disinterest. So whenever I have Murli with me, I have to churn it deeply, every word of it, every point of it, and for that I need deep silence. And if I don't do this, there will definitely be some conflict in the mind, and that is not honesty. To be honest means to go deep. And search the treasure of knowledge. To make that knowledge one's own. Everybody knows the knowledge, but to what extent? If you just think about it, it is like swimming. But when you churn it, it is like going deeper and collecting pearls. If you just think it is like swimming, you will just catch fish, nothing more. Baba said in one of the Avyakta Murlis. But if you go deeper, you will get pearls, jewels. So when I give importance to Amrit Vela and try to make it as powerful as possible, not just the duration, but the quality, the quantity, everything about it. Baba said in one of the Avyakta Murlis, hours of Amrit Vela are related to births of golden age. 1 hour less, one birth less. Directly proportional. So what are we doing with Amrit Vela? How strong it is? What are we planning? What is our plan? In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba said that is the Anadikal, just as the world cycle has the original time, the initial eternal time. In the similar manner, this is the eternal, the first time, the original, the pristine time of the day. Whatever you do, the same thing will have its effect throughout the day. So, as in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, if you want peace, get detached from the body. That is the real remembrance. To what extent I get detached from the body? To stay in the body and yet feel that I am away from it. To stay in the body and yet to remain in that pure consciousness. As if I am the pure energy, not the matter. The matter doesn't touch me. I am untouched by the matter. Such stage, such feeling of being totally soul conscious, as if body is not there. It is different, I am different. To move, to walk, to speak, to see, and yet stay away from body. This is the sadhana, this is tapasya. And this happens very easily at Amrit Vela. So make it a point that you sleep early and get up early. And the moment you get up, the first thought, I am soul and not the body. The day should start with a bang. Very powerful thought, very powerful Amrit Vela, very powerful bodiless stage, very powerful silence, very powerful introversion, very powerful solitude, very powerful conversation with Baba, very powerful stage of being merged in Baba, very powerful stage of conversation, of having all relationships with Him, very powerful stage of Paramdham, where I feel that I am just a point of light and nothing else. The world is forgotten. No desire to speak, to relish the silence, to feel the silence, to get drowned in that eternal silence, where soul is so much lost in the love of the Supreme Soul that the love divine becomes wordless, speechless. Such elevated, such powerful stage, where you feel that there is a rain of supersensuous bliss, where you feel that I am getting drowned, bathed, soaked in that unceasing streams, incessant streams of rapture, of ecstasy. Such stage at Amrit Vela. Throughout the day, nothing will attract. No matter will attract, no person will attract. Nothing of this world will attract. And when you don't have this stage, something will pull the soul, because the very basic thirst of the soul is for happiness. If you don't give it super sensuous happiness, it will seek sensual happiness. Soul wants happiness. Soul wants divine union. If that doesn't take place at Amrit Vela, it will seek ways, means to get it through human beings. And then there is a string of expectations, relationships, desires, sorrows, suffering. In a very, very subtle manner. Within the Brahmin family also. That's why, make the foundation very strong. Make the foundation extremely powerful. The first type of honesty is honesty with myself. Am I honest? With my thoughts, my feelings. Do my feelings carry pure energy? Or they get mixed? I see negativities, and somehow that negativity enters within me. Then I am no more pure. To maintain the highest stage of pure energy is the honest effort. My energy should not get contaminated by anything. That is to remain true to oneself. To remain honest with oneself. And that is the first type of honesty. That is the first true and honest effort. The second type of honesty is honesty with God. Am I honest with Him? Or there are many things still that I have to hide? Our life should remain an open book. There should remain nothing that I have to hide. Each one of us has gone through many events of life, the ups and downs, the traumatic events, the happy events, miserable period, the happy period, the troublesome period, the stressful period. And probably, after becoming Brahmin, also, we have committed some minor breach of Srimat, and that thing makes me to hide something from Baba. So the second type of honesty is to remain honest with God. I am this. And I don't have to give any explanation to Him, any clarification, any justification. He knows me. He knows who I am really. And He has accepted me as I am. There was a man, and everybody used to give him corrections. Everybody used to come and tell me, you should not do like this, you should do like this. This habit of yours is bad. You should not speak like this in front of others. You have to mend your ways. You should change your temperament, your behavior. Your demeanor is not to the mark. Everybody would come and give him suggestions. And he would tell them, even I know that I am wrong. But I am trying, but I fail to do. What should I do? Once, his childhood friend came to him. And they stayed for a few days together. And that friend said to him, I just love you. This friend said, people are not happy with me. They keep on telling me that I have to do this, I have to do this, I have do's and don'ts. But the friend said, I just love you for what you are, with all your faults, with all your failings, with all your imperfections. Don't give me any explanation. Don't give me any clarification, any justification for your behavior. I just love you the way you are. And I accept you. And that very moment, change happened in this person. So God is only one person like that. Before Him, we don't have to give any explanation. He understands us more than we ourselves do. We know only one birth, but He knows all our births. And that's why He gives so many elevated self-respects in every murli. So, at least before Him, I should remain 100% honest. At Amrit Vela, sit in front of Him and just narrate everything that happened in life. Maybe from childhood or after becoming Brahmin. This is what life is, and here I stand now. This is my Amrit Vela. This is my food. This is my job, my office, my traveling. These are my relationships. This is how I interact with others. Do you accept that? Or what changes I should bring in myself? There should be this heart-to-heart talk, conversation with Baba. Almost every day. Three things we need to do almost every day. First, talk with self. Second, talk with Baba. And third, churning knowledge. These are the three compulsory things every Brahmin should do. First, talking with oneself. Go in some silence, go in some solitude, sit alone and start talking with yourself. Where I am, what I have to do in this Brahmin life, where I am heading towards. Second, talking with Him. As if He is somebody who is right in front of me as my friend, my guide, my companion. my teacher, my beloved. And third, churning knowledge. Take Murli and start churning. Yesterday Baba said, spiritual nature cure. Start churning. What is nature cure? What is spiritual nature cure then? Take any point from anywhere and just start churning about it. Churning will make you powerful. Knowledge doesn't make us powerful, but churning of knowledge makes us powerful. So the second type of honesty is honesty with Baba. Let me remain honest with Him. I am what I am. I am in front of you. There was one brother, very senior brother, and Baba used to come in history hall in those days. And he sat in front of Baba and said, Baba, I ask you so many questions at Amrit Vela, you don't answer me at all. I have been asking you so many questions. I am talking with you, but I find that this talk is unilateral. You are not participating at all. What was Baba's answer? Anybody knows? Baba said, it is impossible that a child asks and the father doesn't answer. But the line of your intellect is not clear. That was Bab Dada's answer. Direct answer given to that brother. It is impossible that we are asking something and no answer is coming. If the heart is very clean, very pure, and we are sitting in that bodiless stage at Amrit Vela, whatever question we put forth, the answer will emerge. Some new touching will descend from Paramdham. We will get to know, this is what I have to do. And this is everybody's experience. Sometimes, when nothing we understand, mind is confused, suddenly we find that the answer has come down from up above. And that touching will be very, very powerful. Very powerful touching. How will you know that it is Baba's touching or my own mental projections? This was in one Murli, in one question, while talking with double foreigners. How will you know that this is Baba's touching or my own mental projections? Anybody? Three things in that answer. This was while talking with double foreigner group, probably 1987 Murli. Yeah? Yeah. First, clarity. If it is Baba's touching, no doubt, it will be very, very, very clear. Second, if it is Baba's touching, it will be very, very powerful. It will be beyond your power. And third, that you will get to know only after you do that thing. It will be successful. It is not that, okay, Amrit Vela, Baba told me to go to that place and you will get success. I went to that place and it was total debacle. It cannot happen. If it is Baba's touching, it cannot be a failure. It will be 100% successful. C, P, S. C is clarity. P is powerful. S is successful. C, P, S is Baba's touching. So sit with that plain intellect at Amrit Vela. Surrender in front of Him. And the touching will descend. So that is the second type of honesty. That is the second honest effort that I have to remain very, very true to, at least to my father. I can't hide from him anything. Can you hide anything from him? In Bible there is one statement. He that planted the eyes, can he not see? He that planted the ear, can he not hear? He hears everything, he sees everything, he knows everything. He is the omniscient Lord. He is the knower of everything. There is hardly anything in this world which is hidden from Him. He knows our every birth. He knows our every act of this birth. Every thought. So there is no question of hiding anything. The third type of honesty is the honesty with this Brahmin family. Am I honest with this family? Or I am wearing a mask and moving in front of others as a yogi. And inside, there are self-indulgent desires. Whatever I am in front of this Brahmin family, I must... There is no question of any exhibition, any show-off, any hypocrisy. Let me remain true to this Brahmin family. Dadi Prakash Mani had gone to Sydney in 1977 for the first time. And there was some public program in some university and they all came back and they all were tired. But Dadi was the first person to go in the kitchen and started preparing soup for everybody. No head of the institution will ever do like this. The heart is so clean that there is no trace of ego. There is no trace of show off, any exhibition. She was what she was from within and without. So I have to remain in this Brahmin family as I am, without any show off. If I try to exaggerate, to modify, to suppress something, that is not honesty. If I try to modify, exaggerate, or suppress the truth, that is not honesty. If I try to modify truth, tamper with truth, truth is truth. This is what it is. There's one brother in Pandavon, right now also he's there, very senior brother, and very humble. And you know, once a truck had come to Pandavon, and near the hut, somebody had placed that truck. And it was filled with some fruits, some center people had sent long back. And this brother, he did not know how to drive a truck, but he used to drive long back. So he thought, let me make the truck a little behind. It's coming in the way. And he goes, sits, and on sit. And it goes out of control. And there are three or four cars who were behind that, which were behind that truck. And he loses the control, and the truck goes behind. And one or two cars are damaged. And now, he doesn't understand what to do. Now Dadi will call. And he is filled with fear, but he is a very pure, very honest soul. And then he receives a call from Dadi, and he goes to Dadi, all fearing what Dadi will say, so much damage. But Dadi calls him, and Dadi says, okay, sit. And then ask him, how are you? He says, I am fine. He's just looking down like this, as if with shame. Guilt conscious. And Dadi says, have you taken your breakfast? He says, yes. And Dadi said, would you like to have some toli? And Dadi gave him toli. And then what? Now go. That's it. No mention of the event. Nothing means nothing. So that needs a very big heart. Probably Dadi realized this person has understood his mistake. So there is no point of telling anything. The important thing is realization. That has already happened. So I need not to say a single word. But if you keep on saying somebody is wrong, you are wrong, you are wrong, you should not do that. In last Sunday's Murli, we had seen that while talking with groups, Baba said, if you tell somebody that you are wrong, probably he will never become correct. Even if he is wrong, at that time say that he is right, okay. That will give him some courage. If suppose somebody has fallen down, what you will do? You will pick him up. First let him stand and understand, realize. Then you give him, rectify him, give corrections. Not otherwise. So the third type of honesty is honesty with this family. this Brahmin family. I am honest, each and every soul of this family. I am not practicing deception, plotting against somebody, scheming against somebody. If I dig a trap for somebody, or if I weave a trap for somebody, probably I myself would get caught in that one day. I cannot dig a hole for others and I myself would remain unscathed. One day I myself would fall in that. So, last Sunday's Murli we heard that every soul of this Brahmin family is special. This is a very, very unique family. This is a very small family. This is the spiritual family. This is the beautiful family. Every soul is self-sovereign. Every soul is having a crown, a throne, and a tilak. Every soul is highly elevated in this Brahmin family. God has selected each one of them. His choice cannot be wrong. We are God selected, God elected, and God chosen children. God selected, God elected, God chosen. In Hindi, they say that whom people choose, they go to sansad. Sansad is parliament. Whom God choose, they come in satsang. That is here. Satsang and sansad. So we are those children. God chosen, God elected, God selected. You are not ordinary. So each one of us is like that. So I have to remain honest with each one of them. My dealings with them, my talk with them. And let me understand them more rather than expecting them to understand me. So there should be sweetness in all relationships. Exchange of pure energy between two souls. Then there is even no need of words. Two souls, they are just sitting, not talking, and yet very pure energy, exchanging. It is said that once Mahatma Buddha and Mahavira, Mahavira is the founder of Jain religion and Buddha is the founder of Buddhism. They both met and they stayed together in one room for 3 days. Their followers were expecting a lot of fight because the concepts are different, the philosophy is different. They were contemporaries. But Buddhism, different concept. Jainism, different concept. Now two founders are staying in the one room for 3 days. You know what they did? These two people? Total silence. There was nothing to speak. They never had any quarrel. The quarrel was at the lower level. They did not have any differences of opinion. They both were at the higher stage of consciousness. So they did not have any problem. They stayed in total silence with smiling faces. That's it. Can we make our energy pure so that we can have pure exchange of energy with each one we interact? So that is the third type of honesty. The fourth type of honesty is honesty with yajna. To what extent I am honest with this yajna? And when I say yajna, yajna is incorporeal. Madhuban is this, walls, place. But yajna does not have geographical definition. Yajna is formless, yajna is incorporeal. And when I say yajna, it also includes all the things of the yajna, resources of the yajna. Do I waste anything? For example, food. We see in Madhuban, down in Shantivan, a lot of groups come in Baba Milan. How much food they waste? Is this honesty with yajna? They will take one glass of tea, half they will drink and keep it aside, like that. Is this honesty? No. You know, there is one more thing. They come in Shantivan down and they lock their rooms and go away with that keys. That has to be broken later on. Every group they do like this. Many people, many mothers. So this is not honesty. So wasting of food, wasting of diesel, petrol, wasting of electricity, light, water. These are all very precious. All the resources of the yajna, I have to remain honest. People are sitting in the class and in their room the fan is on. I should not waste anything. You know, Jagdish brother was there. Whenever he had to go down, he would wait at the transport to see that somebody should accompany me in the car. For one person, the car should not go down. If somebody is going, he would wait. Let that person sit. So I should not waste a single resource of this yajna. This is my honesty with yajna. Food, water, electricity, resources, and at a very subtle level, thought, sankalp, time. My time is for the world benefaction, for this yajna. If I am wasting my time in frivolous activities, if I am wasting my time in digital entertainments, in worldly news, in worldly chit-chatting and worldly things, this is not honesty with yajna. My time is for yajna. My time is for yajna seva, this sacrificial fire created by Father. My time is for that. So, honesty with this yajna. How much honest, to what extent I am honest with this yajna. If I am wasting something, let me just stop, think, rethink, reflect, and mend myself. That is the fourth type of honesty. The fifth type of honesty is honesty with my seva, /duty, /work, /deed. My kartavya. Am I honest with my seva? This is the task I have been given at center or here in Madhuban. How diligently, honestly I am doing it? Or I am making lame excuses that because of this I couldn't do, because of this I couldn't do. When I have been given some task, I am responsible. Baba said every one of us is wearing a crown of responsibility. So that should not happen. Responsibility, when responsibility calls, everything else become null and void. I remember once I was sitting long back. Baba had come, Diamond Hall was full, and in between there was another doctor who was sitting in front of me, and he said, there's one patient admitted in trauma hospital, could you go and see her? She is about to die. She is very serious. In fact, we are working here. We do not interfere in that hospital's administration or work. But he was a senior person, and Baba was in front of me. So I was just thinking whether I should go or whether I should. I could have said no. There was no harm if I had said that. But I said, okay. So, Murli, what's going on? I left Baba. I left that Murli. And I went to the hospital, and I really saw that patient was gasping. She was a mother of Sangam Bhavan. Even now she's there. So she was just gasping and about to just go. So immediately I had to intubate her, put her on ventilator, start everything and come back. By the time I came, Baba had already gone. But then that life was saved. So when kartavya, when duty calls, everything else takes a back seat. Everything else. So duty, am I honest with it? To what extent? If you are given, for example, you are given some task, you are doing it, and suddenly Dadi or somebody comes, and everybody is rushing towards that scene. But here, then you are doing some work, and that work is left like that. Even that is not honesty then. For you, the work is more important. You have been given that task. First finish that. Baba will love you more for that. Once Baba, in Shantivan, Baba had come and he said, all those who are resident of the Sangam Bhavan, get up. and not a single person was there. They all were doing seva. So Baba is remembering those who are not in the hall. They were doing seva there. So seva, kartavya is first. When seva calls, leave aside everything. Your personal jnana, your personal yoga, your personal Amrit Vela, everything. Everything which should take a back seat. Because kartavya, Hindi word kartavya means you are responsible. Your work which has been allotted to you, the work which has been allotted to you, the seva which has been given to you. Am I honest with it? So my true honesty is honesty with seva. That is the fifth type of honesty. The sixth type of honesty is honesty with Brahmin lifestyle, oblique maryadas, oblique rules and regulations. Brahmin routine. Am I honest with it? What is the routine of Brahmin life? At least 10 things. First, Amrit Vela. Second, Murli. Third, breakfast, food, remembering Baba at the time of food. Fourth, traffic control. Fifth, Karma Yoga, whilst doing work, remembering Baba. Sixth, detached and loving relationships. Another, evening yoga. How regular I am in evening yoga. Amrit Vela is powerful, but what about evening yoga? Next, journeying of knowledge. Next, how do I go to sleep? I am tired and just hit the bed. Is that the way? Or I just first sit in front of Baba, talk with him, write something, read some Murli, give him chart, empty myself and then go to sleep. And last, the way you go to sleep. What is the method? Once you are on the bed, with what thoughts you go to sleep? Your thought, last thought, will become the first thought of Amrit Vela. So this is Brahmin lifestyle. To what extent I am honest with it? So honesty with Brahmin lifestyle, honesty with maryadas. And the greatest maryada and the greatest rule, regulation, highest code of conduct is purity, brahmacharya, chastity. Chastity even in thought, words and deeds. Feelings, emotions, awareness, drishti, vritti, everything. My sanskars, how pure they are becoming each and every day. With every passing day, my purity should increase. Compared to yesterday, I should feel that I have become more pure today. The chart, the graph of purity should have exponential rise. It should go on increasing every day. And the more the purity, the more the joy. The more the bliss, the more the happiness, the more the feeling of lightness within. The lesser would be the burden. Life would be very happy. And then if you are happy, clap your hands. The last honesty, the seventh type of honesty is honesty with worldly souls. Not just the honesty in the Brahmin family, but you have to interact with worldly souls. You have to go to offices, mix with public. So you have, because each one of us represents Brahma Kumaris. You cannot just stand in front of the cinema hall there with the badge. People will come and ask you, oh, you, what are you doing? You know samosa? How many of you know? There was a family who had come in Gyan recently and they had to go to some restaurant. And there was a family function, some marriage there. So that brother, what did you know? He broke that samosa and started eating the potato which is inside. And he said, we don't eat from outside, this outside thing. The cover of samosa. Because we are told that you should not eat outside things. You should eat what is within. So he started eating those potatoes. He said, leaving aside that cover. So that Shrimat of convenience. That is known as Shrimat of convenience. Philosophy of convenience. Baba said that you should not, those who are in the military, they can eat those bread. But now you have retired from military 10 years now and still eating from outside because Baba said. So that is not right thing. So honesty with worldly souls. Whosoever they are outside, we interact with so many people. Our behavior should be very honest with them. I see in our OPD, where I sit in hospital, many patients I have from the Sophia schools and Saint Mary, very senior sisters, nuns, and they are so good, so polite, so humble, they would sit for their turn to come. But many, because they would just rush inside. Whenever there is a queue, you have to be in the queue. You have to respect that queue. You cannot just jump the queue. This is not honesty. You know, these Christian nuns and all those who are here, I have never seen them ever getting angry. They are so polite, so humble, so calm. Very nice. So, we reflect this institution. When people look at us, they are looking at the entire institution. So honesty with the worldly souls. So these are the seven types of honesty. First, honesty with self. Second, honesty with Baba. Third, honesty with this Brahmin family. Fourth, honesty with Yajna. Fifth, honesty with Seva, your work, your job, your duty, your occupation. Okay, even if it is a worldly occupation, you are doing some job outside. One should remain absolutely 100% honest. One sister was complaining to me that they had a service, Seva, turn in Shantivan, and few brothers came to Madhuban for tapasya. And they wanted brothers there. And they are sitting here and doing tapasya for a whole day. And they are searching, where are those brothers? So brothers feel that, okay, we get one day in Madhuban, at least we do should tapasya. But that was not the time for tapasya. They had come for Seva. Seva is first. That sister is getting disturbed down. She is searching, where are my brothers? And then she has to hear such statements, if you can't do next time, please don't take that Seva. So that is not honesty. Honesty means honesty. So Seva first. Next honesty is honesty with? Yeah? Honesty with your lifestyle. Honesty with Brahmin rules and regulations. Maryadas, all maryadas. And the last honesty is honesty with worldly souls. So there is honesty in my heart. Heart is clean, heart is pure, there would be satisfaction, there would be contentment. So, this is what is honest effort. Om Shanti.